Hello and welcome to the Building Tech Teams podcast from Venturi's Voice. I'm your host, Andy Davis. In this show, I'll be chatting to hiring experts from all sectors about their careers in tech. The show aims to bring you insights, anecdotes and stories from like-minded professionals that you can learn from and apply to your own career. If you like the show and you want to hear more from us, you can follow us via SoundCloud, iTunes or Spotify, or join us on Slack. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Got Casey Leeson here. She's the Managing Director at Social Chain. Thanks for taking the time, Casey.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the chat. Social Chain is certainly an interesting one, and I'm just a big fan in general because they're actually based in Manchester, which is fantastic to see a company have the success that they've had in the north. Finally, here we go.
Yeah, we're very proud to be Manchester based and it be our hub for the rest of the network as well. I think we found a lot of talent out of the north as well that probably wouldn't have got the opportunity to work in such a place if we hadn't opened, me included. So yeah, very proud to be Manchester born and bred.
Well, I think it's an exciting time to be in the area as well, like you say, for a lot of different reasons, but I think because of the successes of some of the bigger businesses, I suppose originally it was like Media City that seemed to kind of, you know, motivate some of the talent to come up this way. And since then, it seems to have just gone from strength to strength. And you can kind of see that with the quality of talent and obviously the desire for people to not naturally gravitate towards the south.
Yeah, we seem to have built a little social media hub as well, with obviously the likes of Lad Bible and What Was Uni Lad, and Joe have now got an office up here. So we seem to have built something out of Manchester that is quite special in terms of social media and marketing. Yeah. So that's nice, and it's great for the area as well to stand for something.
I think so. I think Manchester's always been quite creative, I think, as a city though. Like, you know, you look at the music scene, it's always been, you know, the cultural side of things. I feel like they've always had a presence, and it almost seems as though like the social side of things and the content generation that like you speak of almost is like a modern natural progression from kind of music and arts that I think have always quite kind of been there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we've got a real understanding of culture and how we fit into culture, especially out of the north. So I think you're right. I think it goes in hand, and it's an evolution of what we are known for as Northerners and Mancunians, knowing people, understanding people, and being able to create content that engages them.
Absolutely. You obviously do your own podcast as well. Just wondered whether, you know, you use that as an opportunity to kind of, I suppose, stay in the loop as a, from a networking perspective, and, you know, I suppose just gauging, you know, how things are migrating as inevitably they will continue to do so.
Yeah, definitely. My podcast is, it's got a couple of purposes, really. One is so I can keep in touch with what's going on. Social media changes every day. Yeah. And being MD of an agency that is growing so quickly, there's only so much I can actually touch in terms of day-to-day work. Mm. So for me, it means that I can keep on top of everything that's happening within the social sphere. But also, so I feel like I've got a better platform. Being a young female MD, it's not the most common of packages, I guess. So the podcast was started to help other people rather than it be more about for myself. So I do it more to see the reaction and see people change their career path or get advice or get help. That's why I do it, really.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's interesting, and obviously around the kind of leveraging technology as well. I was just going to ask whether, because I've certainly seen it from the people who ask me questions, I suppose, and, you know, how seriously they need to kind of take technology and how, like, motivated you need to be to kind of stay up to date with things. You know, there's a lot of people that are kind of believing that, you know, everyone's going to have to kind of learn to code. There's all these kind of different theories around things. So kind of giving concise advice, I find quite tricky. So I think it's inevitable that you try and give like broader scopes of advice, and I always find if I do that, sometimes I feel like I'm doing them a disjustice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, 100%. And things change so quickly in our world that it's hard to give the most up-to-date advice because it could be completely irrelevant the next day. But I think you're right. And I think what we have really learned here at Social Chain is knowing that other people will know certain things about social better than the people that have got experience in traditional agency worlds. Mm-hmm. And it's merging the two of those. So the benefit of what we've built is having people with experience who know how to manage clients and know how to speak to people and deal with situations like that, coupled up with these people who know social natives better than I ever could, you know, like they've grown up with social being part of their world. I think for me, it's like, you're right. I think giving that broader knowledge. I think mostly I get asked about managerial stuff and how to deal with people more than the tech side, which is good because it's not my area of expertise.
Yeah. Well, but nonetheless, probably more complicated. I think people will always be the undisputed winner of being complex, won't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's an interesting landscape to try and navigate yourself around.
Yeah.
But just being curious, I think, is the key.
Do you feel like that's kind of what you did, you know, when you kind of progressed, was just always, you know, I'd like to think of, I suppose, myself in a certain respect as a bit annoying in a good way, for the fact that I would just always ask a lot of questions. How did you feel that, you know, if you were to draw a bit of perspective on your career, there was perhaps characteristics that you feel have held you in good stead?
Well, mine's always been about learning opportunities, so I never really had a plan. I didn't really think I'm going to get to managing director. I didn't think that that's where it'd end up. I didn't really know. Mm. So I started out in an advertising agency, a media agency, and I was actually buying press space, magazine space. Mm. And I switched agencies to try and learn something and work on a few bigger clients. And then and learning opportunities came up where I took my own initiatives to try and win a new piece of business. And it was from doing that that it opened a new door into working in the new business and marketing team. And I took that because I wanted to learn, because I knew that print was only going to go one way. Mm. Still power in print, obviously, but I knew that things were changing and I knew that I needed to learn different skill sets. So I took on this new business and marketing role. But then I got to the point where I knew that digital and especially social was something that was going to become so important to the marketing landscape. And I didn't know enough about it. Social Chain popped up really out of nowhere. I didn't really know much about them because I've been here for nearly 3 years. So they hadn't been going long when I joined. And I sort of jumped into that because I knew that I needed to learn about social. And it's kind of gone from there. I think it's always learning opportunities. I always want to keep developing and keep learning rather than focus on, I want to get to this job title by this age.
I think it's an empowering time in a lot of ways for people. I think they feel more free than ever to, I suppose, move on to other opportunities sooner than perhaps they used to. And like, say, kind of fulfill some of those curiosities. But from my perspective, well, there's clearly like a balancing act there that I think if I was to critique the era that we're in now, it would be that I think people aren't perhaps actually giving back and executing to the level that they can because just the sheer fact that they're not there for long enough. So it's clearly a balancing act. It's nice the fact that I think it's more acceptable to move about more and kind of pursue those learnings. But at the same time, like, it surely is still compelling to hire people who have actually gone in and accomplished like significant amounts. So what's your kind of take on that? Be curious, just since we're on the subject.
Yeah, I get what you mean, like jumping around from one thing to another and not sticking it out. It's difficult when you look at a CV. I don't think you get a full picture of what a person is actually, what their motivations are. But I think now you are completely correct that you don't have to follow a career path. That thing about career path of starting in one place and then working your way up is just, it's redundant really. And I think the opportunity to take new learnings and change direction is easier than ever before. But you need to make sure that you're learning and taking out of those roles rather than just giving up at the first hurdle if it becomes difficult. I think when you meet someone and you're interviewing someone, you know whether it's a case of that just wasn't the right choice for them, or whether they've made a decision on a whim because they're not happy or they've not put everything into something that they can.
That's the hard bit, isn't it, I suppose, from a hiring perspective, is like how to identify those traits.
Yeah, we here, and me specifically, I'm pretty militant on hiring on culture. So what we've built at Social Chain is so special. The culture is at the heart of everything we do, and that comes out in the work that we produce. And I know that if we hire someone, we've had CVs for some of the most talented people with the best experience, but I've met them and known that their personalities would impact the rest of the team. That's not something that I'm going to pursue. It's got to be the right balance of a fit with the rest of the team to keep that culture special, as well as experience. Which can make recruitment longer and harder process, but it pays off in the long term because you've not got the churn.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it takes great discipline. I can only imagine the rate of growth that Social Chain have experienced. It probably takes even more discipline than normal, because I'm sure it is tempting to get people in because it's like we need people, you know?
Yeah, there's a massive amount of pressure to fulfill roles that we've got as we grow, and it's been really strict.
But I think that, like you said, it's being long-sighted, isn't it, I suppose, with that.
Yeah, because you know as well, if you get the wrong person in and then it doesn't work out, you've got to go through that process all over again. So in the long term, it's better to hold out to find the right person.
Did you feel that, obviously, like you say, you probably could never imagine that it would have grown as quickly as it did, perhaps, when you first joined. But kind of going through an experience like that, I think it is unique. Not that many people, relatively speaking, kind of get to experience that. What's been some of the most exciting and your favourite aspects of going through that journey to date? And I suppose, what have been some of the more challenging, if you like?
Great question. I think for me, having global clients, global brands, knocking on the door of an office in Manchester wanting to work with them is like, I call it those Mad Men moments, if anyone's watched Mad Men. It's like those pivotal times when you know that it's going to fundamentally change you as an agency. And we've had a few of those. Going into Coca-Cola was probably one of those. And it meant that we could up our game in terms of our presentation output and what we were talking about and how we were talking about ourselves, and not just winning that piece of business, but also the impact that it had on the other projects that we were working on. Since then, there's been a few of those moments. So yeah, I'm very proud that we get incredible amounts of inbound that I've not experienced anywhere else with some of the biggest brands in the world. It's like a pinch me moment, and you forget really when you're in it every day. But that's very special. Challenges is definitely keeping culture special and making sure that that we keep at the heart of everything we do what made the place brilliant when it was just Steve and Dom, the founders, all the way through now to there's over 250 of us. So it's definitely that. Obviously, there's highs and lows. It's like you win clients, you lose clients, you learn. But we try and take lessons, not losses.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like that phrase, actually. And yeah, I think it must be a constant challenge as well, because but it's a good problem to have, like you say, with the inbound. But again, to go back to the recruitment side, it also must be something that you have to deal with as well, is like a vast amount of inbound as well. And that, you know, that's a good, again, a good problem to have, but nonetheless, as you say, a significant challenge to ensure that that happens at the rate of growth that you can continue to work towards, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. And it's taking on the right inbound as well, because it's managing the relationships of people when they come to you, because everyone's as important as everyone else. And it's making sure that we respond in the right way, and we take on the right clients. And then we're also thinking about an outbound strategy for if one day that inbound starts to dry up, which we just don't know. You can't predict the future. So we can try as hard as we can with our marketing to be as disruptive as possible, which is what we've benefited from, and the PR that we get and our personal branding missions are the things that have helped us with that inbound. But it's just being prepared, I think, as well for any eventuality.
Do you think that there was, I think with any agency work, there's got to be like an element of risk as well, risk reward to actually kind of stand out on things. And do you think that there's always been that kind of commitment to kind of just go for it, you know, the ethos of the culture? Does that kind of spill over into the culture, the fact that, you know, you have been, I suppose, bolder with some of the campaigns and, you know, obviously subsequently that's led to success. But is that kind of an ethos that, you know, people have taken on board internally as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a real entrepreneurial spirit that runs through the agency. It's definitely driven from Steve. So if you don't know Steve Bartlett, he's the founder of Social Chain. And he's driven into all of us that nothing is impossible. So there's been a couple of moments. Well, I think, to be honest, the business has changed so many times as we've gone on. There's been moments in our history whereby people would probably have traditionally said that we wouldn't be continuing today. But we've pivoted our offering and adapted to the market and the landscape to keep us innovating. And that's one of our missions, really, is to keep the brands that we work with and keep ourselves at the forefront of what's possible. And if that means that social then does a massive U-turn into a different direction, we'll be ready for it. So I think that entrepreneurial spirit has helped drive us forward. And I think some of the best ideas and the best developments we've had as a company have come from the people that are actually working in it day to day. We've now got a massive production arm that was built out by a guy that was working in our project management team. He came to us and said, I think there's an opportunity here to build revenue in a different way. We gave him a test bed and it's just grown and grown and grown. So I think as a leader, you've got to be strong enough not to like let your ego drive you and let other people help you with your journey towards the goal of whatever the company's going for as well.
Yeah,
that's an important lesson.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's kind of twofold, isn't it? I suppose, you know, you set the right vision, you have to hire the right people into your culture, but then you also have to allow them to be them, in order to kind of reap the benefits. And it's incredibly challenging. It sounds very simple, very simple, but it's certainly not.
Yeah, it's just spinning plates, really. But yeah,
yeah,
it's people. True. It's like people by people, and that's my main focus, is like making sure everyone's happy and the people produce the best work when they're happy. Oh. It does sound simple. It's not that simple, but yeah. It sounds simple.
Yeah, no, I know. I get where you're coming from, but it's true, you know, and it's creating an environment and something that people, you know, want to represent. And, you know, I've never necessarily worked for a brand Social Chain, but do you feel that, like, there is that great sense of pride there for people who kind of come in and work for, you know, it's a business that people love, I suppose, having that conversation in the pub about who they work for. And you know, it's the small kind of wins like that that surely must be quite satisfying for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love to see it on people's social as well when they're like talking about us. I think for any brand and any company, when your staff are talking about the work that they're doing or the pride that they have in working for your company, it's like your job's done, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah.
It's nice to see other people's reaction as well when you're talking to them about where you work and what you do. So,
yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, no big deal at the end of your Social Chain. All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. So obviously next steps and like, you know, maintaining motivated and kind of living by all some of the rules, I suppose, we've covered today. How do you kind of plan ahead? Like, how do you goal set, I suppose, perhaps from, you know, your MD head's perspective, but also, you know, just on a personal level as well? How do you kind of approach that these days?
It tends to be a bit bigger pictures, like what you mentioned about giving advice. It tends to be bigger than specifics, because again, something could change dramatically in terms of our offering. So I think it's just being agile enough to adapt and foresee structural changes as and when they need to change. We're going to be doing a bit of a rejig around on our creative thinking output in the next few weeks, and that's because we've noticed that it's analysing everything that's coming in, what people are asking of us, and seeing whether we're fit for purpose for what inbound and the requests that we're getting. So there's a bit of that. I spend a bit of time sort of helicopter viewing, but it's really difficult to forward plan. It's like, we just don't know. We have no clue what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something could drop in the next few weeks that could completely change what we do. So I honestly don't know. I just keep going and keep learning, and I'm still learning a lot from everybody that works here, especially as the company grows so quick. So for me personally, it's just doing the best that I can for everyone else.
Yeah, day by day sort of thing.
Yeah, we can be a little bit reactive rather than proactive at times because we're growing so quickly. But we're getting there now, and I'm taking more time. I've built a leadership team that can take more of that reactiveness away from me so I can really sit down and think about ways that I want us to develop and grow.
Yeah, I think that that's a healthy way of kind of doing things, I think. And the only thing I suppose I'd be curious to know about is that if you have even had the opportunity yet to kind of enforce reflective periods, you know, for both you and the team as well, because I think it's obviously for me a challenge that I have when I kind of just go down that road of learning and enjoying is that sometimes I just randomly will kind of feel this out because I'm not sure about what I've achieved. And then you look back and actually, you know, I've achieved a lot, but I'm so hard on myself and kind of going day by day that it can be important to kind of get that right where you are still being reflective.
100%. I think there's a couple of things there that one is that we've got a real culture of being positive and celebrating. So we take the time every week to go through what's gone on and celebrate the big and the little things that have happened across the agency, which is something that I've never really experienced before, but it is something, and it sounds a bit cheesy, but it is actually wonderful that we all celebrate the good stuff. It's just a nice way of doing things. And then also, I think as you progress in your career, one of the biggest lessons I've had to learn is that you don't automatically see results, and not giving yourself a hard time if you're not seeing that straight away. Because when you're not doing the do and you're not doing the day to day, things seem to take a little bit longer, and you're not sure. Sometimes it feels like your impact isn't as immediate as you'd like, and you can't see the actual, I'm making this impact right now, and this is the effect it's had on the agency. So it's being mindful that you're like, they take longer, but they have a bigger impact in the long run. But it's hard to do that when you want to feel like you're making a difference.
Important. Yeah, it's been really interesting talking to you, Katie, so I won't keep you for too much longer, I suppose. But one last question, if that's okay, if we've still got time, I think. I've not asked it actually for a bit, but I thought it'd be quite interesting to ask you. And it's really, again, about yourself, I suppose. And it's advice that I suppose you would give yourself, a 21-year-old version of you. Probably not that long ago, of course, but you know,
a little while.
But yeah, what if in reflective, to the reflective comments, I suppose, what is there a singular piece of advice that perhaps you would give 21-year-old you?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, don't worry about the things you can't control. Is a massive one, in work and personal life. And then don't stress too much about not knowing where things are going. I think our environment's changing so much that I think I, probably at 21 when I started out in media, I had this real need to know where I was going to get to and how I was going to get there. And I think take each day as it comes, and take the opportunities as they arise, because you just never know what's around the corner.
I like it. Kate, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the show. I look forward to hearing everyone's thoughts on this episode over on the Venturers Voice Slack group. See you next time.
Thank you.